KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying minutes ago the suspected gunman in the Midtown Manhattan office building shooting had a note on him that alluded that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury that is possible for those who participate in contact sports. He played high school football and apparently blamed the NFL for it. The NFL is headquartered in that building. It's believed the gunman was looking for the NFL's offices but went to the wrong bank of elevators and ended up inside a different office suite. Four people were killed in the shooting, one wounded, and the gunman took his own life afterwards. Dangerous weather in store for many of us again today.
More than 165 million Americans face life-threatening heat with temperatures that feel hotter than 100 degrees. New York City activating its heat emergency plan, providing access to cooling centers and conducting outreach to at-risk communities.
ABC's Victor Okendo. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin Secretary of State will not be considering a run for governor, but lieutenant governor could be on the table. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was on the shortlist of potential Democratic contenders for governor. Instead, an advisor says she's going to explore her options in the weeks ahead, and any campaign she'd launch would be with the support of elected and local Democrats. Meanwhile, Wisconsin officially has its first case this year of West Nile virus. The Department of Health Services announced someone tested positive in Barron County. They've found mosquitoes in Lafayette and Milwaukee counties carrying the virus so far this year. On average, 18 Wisconsinites get West Nile every year. We're not at the peak, though. Most people test positive in August and September. The best ways to prevent getting it: avoid mosquito bites altogether. Wear bug spray, long pants and long sleeves, and don't give them easy breeding grounds. If you find any standing water, try to dump it out. Meanwhile, a rare tick-borne virus has already killed at least one Wisconsinite this summer. The latest update we've gotten from health officials is that three people were hospitalized, but that was a month ago. Joanne Krulatz explains the rare virus that pops up every summer here.
The State Department of Health Services recommends you get tested for the Powassan virus, which is transmitted through an infected deer tick. It's the same tick that spreads Lyme disease and several other illnesses. Powassan virus can lead to a mild illness or neurological disease. Some symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and weakness. While the virus is rare, Wisconsin reported 12 cases last year, the second highest number in the U.S. behind Minnesota. You can prevent tick bites by wearing repellent, long-sleeve clothing, and tucking your pants into socks.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow, high mid-70s. Right now it's 73.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This morning, Trump must have left his boombox at home, because while appearing with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, he was once again asked about Epstein.
By the way, I never went to the island. I never had the privilege of going to his island.
I'm sorry, what? You never had the privilege of going to Epstein's island? Sadly, I never had the honor of dining with Jeffrey Dahmer. It just...
Yeah. Go on to Colbert.
Yeah,
he's just endlessly soul-shatteringly humiliating, sitting there with Starmer. My God. Oh, hey, little red-haired girl is here.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, family.
Hi.
Hi, wallpaper.
Jody on the
Hi,
show.
Exactly.
That's what we're waiting for.
You're Yay. Just as pretty as the lady who was sitting there yesterday.
Oh, my God. Bathe in that Anna Ortiz afterglow.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show.
Yeah, we all had a cigarette afterwards, and none of us smoke. It's well, and the reviews are in, and people, you know, because the listeners are very grabby with you too. They're all like, "Can we have her every day? Can we have her every Monday? Can we?" I'm like, "She's not a pet." Oh, I said, like you're a pet. They're like, "Mom, can we keep her? I'll feed her and take care of her." She's like, "I'm an actress. I don't eat."
Yeah,
just prop me up in the base.
Well, afterwards we took photos with her, and she was doing this sexy pose with me, and I'm there like, "Herp, derp, what do I do with my arms?"
I told her that she's like that actress pretty that kind of hurts to look at her. Like I was afraid if I made eye contact, I would turn entirely to stone. I'm sorry. I said, we don't get out of the basement very much.
No.
And the dogs are all over her. They're just like, okay, Clyde, mommy's coming.
Clyde is asking for Alma again.
Right.
That's exactly what he keeps running around.
Yeah.
Looking for
I told her she's like a Disney princess. I pictured her leaving and like, you know, forest creatures and birds following her.
There were forest creatures out there this morning for Bella.
Yes, a whole family of coyotes. I thought I was going to hit one. I was really scared.
That's what they're working at.
Yeah.
That's why I closed the door so they can't. Anna Ortiz will be back when she can. She's a very busy, important actress. Look, we're just like, this is when we first had Jody on. Can we have her all the time, every day? So then we did. And then we couldn't keep her in our
room. No.
Wrapped ourselves around her head like the Grinch's dog.
Uh-huh. Yep. Max was the Grinch's dog.
Right.
Bonnie.
Yeah. No, you and I. Bella's still, you know, is young enough to not. But you and I, big radio nerds, the dogs, we're all totally clingy with Anna Ortiz, who hopefully will come back when she can.
She will.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell her my favorite episode recently of Devious Maids. Do you watch? Oh, my God.
I did.
She's
when
so
it was
fantastic.
On the first time. Yeah,
yeah.
I watched it.
I'm late to everything, as you know.
My friend Mark produced the show.
Yeah.
Mark Cherry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you knew him. Okay. Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, she goes undercover as a maid to try to clear her son. She's a writer and a professor. And so... But so they make a movie out of the book, and it's hilarious because Ava Longoria, who plays one of the maids in the series, plays a maid in the movie of the book. And she says
a little meta there.
She says to the horrible actress. She goes, you are the meanest actress I've ever worked with, and I was on Desperate Housewives. Anyway, she's fantastic. Watch it. And then she has a new series coming out on Apple with Kerry Washington, the equally, awfully, horribly...
It's too bad they don't
horrible
look nice.
To look at.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Whatever. Okay, so, wow. Oh, did you see the latest, Jody? AutoPen is... Is that? Does he think it's like from Airplane Autopilot? Does he actually think AutoPen is a person?
Yeah.
AutoPen put him in the Epstein files because that's.
AutoPens can't do that.
No, they can't.
No, it's AutoPen. That's what we sat down yesterday. We're like, this plot would have gotten rejected on Devious Maids. Like, they're like, what? No, this is too obvious. It's the worst cover up ever. Excuse me. Mommy is talking. If you want me to buy the kibble, you need to shut up. All right. I've become the Sister Mary Oliphant of my own basement.
Yes.
Class. Class. Okay. Anyway, hi, Jody.
Hi.
Oh, here's some not breaking news. The right wing politicizing another horrible shooting tragedy in New York City.
No.
Oh, my God. Young white guy. Had a long rifle. So the latest we know is a former high school football player. I guess his issue was, because it doesn't matter what your issue is in America, you can get a weapon of war and go kill a bunch of people.
Right.
I had to close the door because I don't want them to go out because of, thank you, Jody. See, Jody is a proactive Disney princess going to, right? You just put your head in your hands and look the other way.
What else can I do?
Go help.
Help what?
All right, see, look at Jody coming.
And then you yell at me for not being here to react to you when you ask a question.
That is true.
I would talk to Bella, who's smarter than all of us put together.
I wish.
All right, anyway, I guess his issue was with the NFL, who has an office right in that building. He referred to chronic, to CTE,
CTE,
the brain injuries.
That's what it sounds like.
Which you can't be diagnosed till after your death.
Dead.
And so he said in his note, study my brain, please. I'm sorry, but, I hate how they always go like, both sides politicize it. No, we just say there should be sensible gun.
Yeah.
Who is it? Charlie Kirk, who's the latest to, talking about, of course, this is what their go-to play every time. Even when, by the way, the shooter's not a brown person or an immigrant, the cop that was killed was an immigrant, right, from Bangladesh, I believe. But he literally said, it's a consequence of people who don't belong in the city. Was just in New York City all weekend with our family. Never felt safe. So many people in the city who don't belong.
What is that?
I mean, somebody pointed out, doesn't he live in Arizona, Chris?
And he's
violent crime rate is like 11 billion times in Arizona what it is
he's
in New York
City. He's from Phoenix, but he was living in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Right. He actually went to high school here in the L.A. area.
Oh, God, we have to claim him and Stephen Miller. Yeah. Oh, that's a desecration of a great city. Okay, so where are we at? So he killed four people and then took his own life. He had a documented mental health history.
Can you make a? I believe he is African American.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes. So.
Sorry, I can't even hear myself think. Sorry, we have a lot of coyotes. It's just we're having a little bit of a riot this morning in the neighborhood.
Yes.
I think they're protesting that Anna's not back. I think that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Forest creatures riot when they're not. I understand. Beautiful women are like my kryptonite. I'm just like, meh. People said it was a great interview, but I don't remember my part, because my part in my head was just, no, you're pretty. No, my gosh, you're pretty. Okay. But she is super smart and great.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Jody's.
They are going crazy this morning.
Well, how many coyotes were there?
There were like at least five.
Uh-huh. See,
yeah,
my friend Zach, who listens to the podcast like after the show, he said yesterday afternoon, Stephanie's awkwardness because she's near a sexy lady is adorable.
That's adorable. Kind of pathetic. I'm really sorry. I really need to get out of my basement more. I was like, all right, where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just in all these armchair heroes. Yeah. Jody, every single time, what's this guy? A Fox News guest said bystander apathy helped lead to the fatal shooting.
What?
I mean, really? Normal people are supposed to charge a heavily armed guy with a...
Tackle a guy with a long gun?
Come on.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I meant, by the way, I didn't mean to imply. I guess my point is that Charlie Kirk was demonizing immigrants.
Right.
And so I'm just saying the hero officer killed was an immigrant. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say young white guy. I just meant he was an American guy.
Yes.
I'm sure there'll be more racism around that if he's. Anyway, he's 27 of Las Vegas, opened fire, killed four people and himself. So this guest, it was on Hannity, of course, a fellow alpha tough guy.
Sure.
He said, we need to deputize ourselves. Didn't Trump say he would have stopped some mass shooting?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You tubby bag of trans fats. You would have your adult diaper. He said, we need to empower ourselves, not to be a victim. This is... I don't know, Hannity's guest, adding that he and Hannity would have been in a position to stop the perpetrator. Bystander apathy. Oh, Sean Hannity would have pooped his designer diapers, too. Oh, my God. I'm just like, I'm so sick of the same, like, Flintstones background storyline anytime one of these tragedies occurs. But anyway, did they find the culprit, Autopen? Autopen did it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Oh, Jody, can everybody please give props to Jody for calming the savage beasts this morning? Look, see? She hippotized them.
The screen's in the way.
Can't really see her.
Oh, okay. Well, Jody has hippotized.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do we have a Rocky Mountain mic, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sorry we slipped through the cracks yesterday because pretty girl.
Pretty girl.
Yeah. I had a lady boner.
Well,
I think you're a gay guy, and I think you had a boner. I mean, it's...
I mean, did you see her pose with me?
Yeah. Oh, it's hot. Yeah. Hot.
I was turned on.
Yeah, see? That's what I said. You're a gay guy, and you have a, you know, just saying.
I had a lady boner.
Yeah. We both did.
Yeah.
She said she's obsessed with all of us now, and she loves us and loves our, said our audience is the coolest.
Is that going to be a new drop for you?
Well, I'm sure the audience will step over the line at some point.
They already have.
They often do.
Oh, they already have.
Yeah.
There were some things said in Spanish. I'm not sure what they were, but I don't think they were clean.
Oh, boy. Great.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're at the lame pardon section, are we?
Trump was quizzical, and he got too physical. White House is his home. Late nights, all alone with his trusty truth social. Maxwell and Epstein, majoring in diddling teams, call him on the phone. Can we take you out to our island to bone? But as we're finding out all the facts, the president drops this bomb. Ghislaine Maxwell's golden pardon lies low over our heads. Ghislaine Maxwell's golden pardon, she's alive while Epstein's dead. Golden pardon.
Aw, thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, we'll get into all that mess in a minute. Oh, I forgot. Ann Ortiz, Blue Skied. She said, best morning ever. I got into a push-up bra at stupid o'clock for my girl. # Steph Head for life. Oh, she doesn't want to encourage me. That only ends badly. You know how I am.
She has a nice rack.
She does.
Wow, is she stacked. Okay, anyway, I'm in her brain. She's very smart. She was very smart and very funny.
Well, she also knows that she has a nice rack.
Yeah. Whew. Well, there's almost near naked scene in... I'm not saying it's my screensaver, but it's hot. Watch Devious Maids. Okay. All right.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what time it is. I have like cartoon canaries.
Uh-huh.
Pretty girl canaries. Tweet, tweet. 19. We have a full show. We got Jody here.
Yep.
We got Charlie Pierce. We got Glenn Kirshner.
Yay. On a Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Put a little spring in my step, pretty girls, and collagen. My secrets. Oh, I got to calm down. Okay. Collagen, it's types 1 and 3. Those are the ones you need. It goes right in my coffee every single morning. And it's good for everything. Healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Bella and I suffer from the rumbly-tumbly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's a medical term.
Oh, no.
Look it up. It's good for your digestion. It's good for everything you used to take all the separate things for. I used to take those super expensive hair vitamins. Crazy. That's all I need. Just put it in. It's flavorless. You don't even know it's there. It's something someone would put in their drink on Devious Maids, just like, and you wouldn't, except that it's good. It's not a bad thing.
I don't think you're selling
it. Watch the series. You'll see what.
I don't think you're selling it.
Yeah.
Well, there's people that are trying to join a cult, and they keep putting stuff in people's drink. Okay, anyway, my point is, Native Path Collagen, two scoops a day. You also get 18 grams of protein in there. Mix it in coffee, tea, any drink. Completely flavorless, easy to use. No clumping. You get a special bundle deal with a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights. Rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
What? I'm just finishing my apology note to Anna Ortiz for the first segment.
Oh,
apologize
boy.
For the Lady Boner comments. And... okay. Chris.
Yes?
Yeah, she said as a producer she's concerned about, but you just handed me this. New CBS News bias monitor will report directly to Trump.
Yep.
Jody Hamilton is our bias monitor here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Do you detect any liberal bias, Jody?
No, not
okay.
liberal enough.
Thank you.
She reports directly to her mom.
All right. To Carol Burnett, yes. All right, we have completed our bias review here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't think you're liberal enough.
Yeah, as they say, facts have a well-known liberal bias. Thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you, Stephen Colbert.
Trump doesn't seem satisfied with humiliating just CBS, because over the weekend he posted, wow, Comcast's NBC is down in viewership almost 28% this year. Their programming is terrible. Their management, even worse. They are an arm of the Democrat Party and should be held accountable for that. Likewise, fake news, ABC, adding, in my opinion, their licenses could and should be revoked. MAGA. Okay, first it was CBS, now he's going after ABC and NBC. To which I say, come on in, Jimmy and Jimmy. The water's warm because of all the Peace Guy.
And Peace Guy is Paramount's new ticker symbol, P Sky. And so he was making a lot of pee jokes last night.
Good for him.
Yeah.
RJ says, Larry Ellison, a billionaire Trump supporter, the second wealthiest person on earth, just bought CBS and installed his son as boss. CBS will now be just another right-wing propaganda network. I would like a bias review from CBS's most esteemed former employee, Carol Burnett. What's happening to her?
Well, guess what network? Guess what network didn't have her birthday party?
Oh, that's true. NBC ended up taking it, didn't they? Yeah.
Can I have gasps, please? I'm gasping on behalf of a nation. Are you kidding me? America's treasure, Carol Burnett. Okay, you know what?
Bonnie.
This show's going right into the Smithsonian.
You know what? If you were a real man, you would go out there and tame that pack of coyotes. Don't come back.
She really doesn't want me around, does she?
No.
I think she forgets how much she needs you.
All right. I'm just trying to trick someone into going out into the pack of coyotes. Think of Kevin Costner dances with wolves. Go dance with the coyotes.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's
great. I've had 3.5 hours of my life to...
Bella, what are we going to do? What are we going to do human that doesn't hasn't seen Pitch Perfect or Dances with Wolves?
I've never seen Dances with Wolves.
What? Oh, my God. Both of you, get out.
I can't imagine sitting down for 3.5 hours and watching that thing.
It's three and a half hours?
Yeah. It was fantastic. Listen, both of you, go out into the wild. I've had it. Go out with the coyotes.
So they can gnaw on my leg?
Jody, what is going on? I'm blaming everything. I'm like Trump now. I'm blaming everything forever. Jody's fault now that the dogs stop barking. All right. Okay, we're fine.
Are we?
What was I saying? Oh, I sat next to Mary McDonnell at a play once.
Yeah, you did?
And she was there. She's like, oh, I'm watching, you know, my friend, Mrs. Fisher's in this. She said, I'm like, oh, are you an actress too? And I was
Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
She's kind of famous.
Yeah. Yeah, from Passion Fish, from Dances with the Wolves. I was like, oh, Academy Award winning actress. Okay.
She was also in Battlestar Galactica. And,
yes.
And,
oh, she's fantastic.
Donnie Darko.
And she's super nice. Okay, listeners, Mommy will go.
Should we break early?
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, this is not early. It's a hard break. Don't worry. I'm going to calm them. We'll be back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've had some intense heat over the last week, and that can lead to buckling pavement. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it happens.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. Can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heave from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern. When people hit those, unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions. But at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information, you know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news, relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm or two tonight will drop down into the 60s tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we're taking the day off, but we'll revisit our interview with Tom and Christy Manis, authors of Historic Wisconsin Roadside Attractions.
It should be a fun show, so check it out.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
.gov.
Explained why he parted ways with Epstein.
For years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate.
Finally, some moral backbone. He did something inappropriate, and that was?
He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that worked for me.
Sorry, Jeff, underage sex trafficking is one thing, but I draw the line at you stealing my omelet man, okay? He's the only one who knows I like ham.
Yay, Stephen Colbert. Yet another lie, right? So the White House line, including from what's his name? Odd Jobs, that guy.
Stephen Chung.
Yeah, yes. That guy.
Uh-huh.
From the Bond movies.
Right.
Yeah. They've all had this, like, oh, we kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago because he was a creep. Caroline Leavitt
right.
repeated
Everybody's
that.
Been saying that for
right.
months.
And it's like, that's what I remember. He said that. I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, no, it was some business dispute or yeah. something. It's not because he was a child rapist, right? Yeah. I mean, it's. God.
He stole employees, apparently.
Right.
That's the line.
Maybe to traffic them. Who knows which employees?
One girl, I think, that worked at Mar-a-Lago became Epstein's masseuse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it gets... Thank you. David Pakman, our friend, said Trump's name was, quote, planted in the Epstein files, which also don't exist. Got it. I mean, he makes this worse every single day.
Yeah.
It gets more and more ridiculous. I mean, Jody, how many times can we go through the timeline? Obama left office, right? January 2017. Mm-hmm. Jim Comey fired May 2017. Mm-hmm. Epstein arrested 2019. Mm-hmm. But passed away.
He was deaded.
Murdered?
In 20, whatever it was, 19,
yeah,
2020.
He was unalived in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, it's just, have you heard one reporter say, how would that even be possible? That Obama wrote the files? Or what did he say? Obama and Hillary and, it's so
ridiculous. It
was ridiculous.
Otto Penn, Stephanie.
Yes, and also Otto Penn, who is related by marriage to Otto Pilot.
Naturally.
From Airplane.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Aaron Rupar says Trump's new line on the Epstein files is that they were probably doctored by Democrats to make him look bad. Okay, can I just say, thank you, by the way, for getting this, Chris. Can we hear from, instead of the perpetrators, the victims, who, by the way, they're all over TV. If you care to watch, they're a bunch of them were on
TV. Talking.
This weekend,
yep.
right? So that's another bull excuse. Like, oh, we have to protect the victims. That's why it's taking time for these to really... No, the people that want... They're already identifying themselves,
right?
The ones that don't want to be, yes, redact those.
Absolutely.
But, this was Sarah Ransom, Epstein survivor.
She had no remorse in her voice. Gillian has no soul. And you know yourself what I've been through trying to take her down. And the reason why I've had to go through that is because she's a dangerous human being. She will reoffend, reoffend, and reoffend. These people never stop, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Epstein survivor Annie Farmer said of Ghislaine Maxwell, she didn't just procure girls for Epstein, she participated in their abuse. She also made threats to our family. To be told that she's being brought to the table when she's been charged with perjury is very unsettling. Mm-hmm. Epstein victim Virginia Gioff, I don't
Jeffrey.
Know if I'm, yeah,
yeah,
who also oddly committed suicide. Fill in the blank. She said of Ghislaine Maxwell, she did it because she loves to the control of people. Jeffrey was a sick pedophile, but she was the mastermind. I would like to see Ghislaine stay in jail forever.
Yeah.
That's, and I mean, I don't know. Jody, we've never been conspiracy theorists, but how do you, really? She committed suicide, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. I mean, it's just, I can't even keep track of the stuff he says. This is Eric Swalwell on all this.
I should be working right now. I should be at the Capitol. I should be in a suit. Instead, Republicans sent us home because they would rather stand up for Donald Trump than release the Epstein files and stand up for victims. We could be at Washington, D.C., lowering your health care costs, lowering your grocery costs, and restoring your rights. I should be working right now. Instead, I'm pumping iron at the gym.
he works out in workout clothes, like a normal person, not in jeans.
Hmm? He's very built.
Yes, he is. He's quite it's quite a hunky alpha liberal, isn't he?
Certainly is.
Yes.
She was working out during that TikTok video. So.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rude Pundit, who God knows where he is, still face down in a pub. Anyway, he posted from her sentencing memorandum. Ghislaine Maxwell recruited girls from the parking lot at Mar-a-Lago. This was in 2000 when Trump was still Epstein's best friend. Seems like an important detail. First of all, he lies about everything. So do you believe when he goes, I never went to the island, never had the privilege? Like,
no.
First of all.
Of course I don't believe him.
Right. So he's on the flight log how many times? What, did he parachute out? Like D.B. Cooper? What? He's on the flight log, but he never went to the island? I mean, it's just not
a D.B. Cooper reference.
I know. That was
wow.
How about that? That was a good one.
Okay.
And I just had to climb to the top of the mountain out there and pull my dogs down during the break.
Okay.
They got out before I could stop them, and I had to, like, pull them down.
Maybe they found D.B. Cooper.
Yes. I went mountaineering during the commercial break.
Okay.
All right. He said, I never had the privilege of going to the island. I did turn it down. Everything he says ends up being a lie and gets, you know, so I don't, who knows? But anyway, my point is, it seems like this probably also happened at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, they lived, a mile from each other. So it's not even necessarily that it all happened at the island.
Right.
Palm Beach seems really skeevy.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
So skeevy.
Yeah.
I mean, this one I keep bringing up. It's always follow the money, isn't it? So Casey says, 4,000. This is the stuff Senator Wyden's been talking about. 4,725 wire transfers on just one account. 4,725. And there are more accounts. That's how many times Donald Trump transferred money to Jeffrey Epstein on just one bank account. He transferred more than $1 billion. That's billion with a B. But there's nothing to see here. And remember, he hardly knew the guy. I mean... And by the way, somebody said, what about the banks involved?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what? This whole story, I feel like, Chris Titus said, right, so the banks knew they were financing a sex trafficking ring. Shouldn't they be in jail? Where did the settlement money come from? Because banks always just offer us money for nothing because the chicks weren't free. I mean... I'm not
Dire
even.
Straits reference. Wow.
I know. Yeah.
I was quoting Chris Titus.
Oh, okay.
But still, yeah. Right. Dire Straits,
but he's
Cooper.
He's welcome to use my D.B. Cooper if he wants.
Okay.
Because I give. All right. So, Chris, are we confirming this? Joe says Bill Clinton comments on the Epstein files and says release the files. I don't know if that's.
I haven't heard that at all.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's not. Bloomberg. Well, he's saying Bloomberg reported Friday that Clinton responded to Trump trying to throw him under the bus by saying Trump should release the files. Jody, we've said from day one of this whole thing, anybody involved that is guilty of this should go to prison.
Absolutely.
I mean, anyway. Okay. Oh, Chris is Googling. This was... So, by the way, here's the other thing.
I'm not finding anything that says that.
Bloomberg doesn't... Okay. All right. He's previously obviously said that he was, you know, on Clinton Foundation business on the plane and whatever.
Sure.
I don't know. So...
I think it would behoove Bill Clinton to kind
of...
I think it would
be very quiet at this point.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying that has been his previous comments on this.
The only thing I'm coming up with is... the letter that Bill Clinton put in his birthday book.
Right.
That's so,
Right. Okay. I was saying, do you notice that reporters overseas do a way better job than our press? Like, a reporter said, so doesn't the AG have to tell you if your name's in the Epstein files? And because he's been all over the place, right? He said, no, he wasn't briefed. Then he says, oh, they planted my name in the files. So, so you are in the files. How did you know that? If you were, I mean... Okay. Trump, well, I haven't been overly interested in it.
Really?
I call BS.
Should there be something where we indicate, I guess everything he says is a lie, so
sure.
I don't know. If you want to make some random noise.
Then we'd just be a noise-filled show.
Again. I haven't been overly interested in it. Okay, that's good. That's your thing, is unintelligible.
Utterances?
Yes, that's what you've been reduced to.
Yes.
Okay. It's a hoax. That's good. Oh, that's me working out. Okay.
Oh, you heard.
It's been built up way beyond proportion. Now I feel sorry that I started this game, Bella.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now how do I get out of it?
Where's Bonnie? She can do a noise.
Bella's starting to give me a look.
Those files were run by the worst scum on earth, Comey, Garland, Biden. They can easily put something in the files that's phony.
How can they do that now?
None of this makes any sense, Justin.
The files are in possession of Republicans right now.
Yes.
If anybody's messing with the files at this point, it's Republicans.
Right. Everything he says is projection.
Right.
So you're like, oh, you're pretty much saying you're planting phony stuff in these files right now, or you're, you know.
The Republicans ran on all of this, nobody cared about the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other thing, what did he say? What did he say about, I like a thank you for sending food to God. Really? I'm like, well, they may have like misplaced their stationery because they're in the process of being, you know, starved to death and otherwise genocided. I would have liked to thank you. That would be nice.
A note.
What?
They should have sent a note.
Yes. Yes. What? Uh-huh. Rude. That you couldn't find. Why can't you find your stationery to write it?
Stamps.
Your Betty White stamps.
It's a good thing that like radio segments are a certain length because I know I can't. I need a break. I can't take any more right this second. That's me. That's my soul. All right. Charlie Pierce coming up, Glenn Kirshner, and of course Jody's here. Yay! 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zipa!
Uh-huh.
Come on, that's fun, right?
Zipa.
That's like Opa. You feel like breaking a glass.
Opa.
Right. Yeah, Zipa. That's a happy Z spelled backwards.
That's right.
That means stop snoring. That's what it means, right? You don't want that CPAP thing on your face with a mask with the air hoses strapped to your face all night. But without it, your breathing is disrupted, higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you are at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time. Zipa! To stop snoring. It just makes you want to party, doesn't it? Okay. It is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. No more being nudged awake for snoring, no more sleeping in separate rooms, no more feeling tired and groggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now before you need a CPAP mask later. Zipa, try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. Type in the code SNORE at Zipa.com.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, T-Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by FERF. For Freedom From Religion Foundation. Remember when public schools, you know, was for learning stuff? Remember? Math, science, stuff like that. Yep. Awkward square dancing. You remember. It's now Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments in the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Oh, isn't that one of those guys just got caught doing something skeevy?
Yeah.
It's not important now. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. They defend the Constitution. They sue when public schools cross the line to protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school. Because Jesus does not belong in homeroom. Digital data rates may apply. Oh. 52 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here.
Hiya, Jody.
David Pacman, our friend, said Trump demanded a thank you note for giving Gaza food aid and then started ranting about nuclear dust. He looks weak, sick, and lost.
Yeah.
Does it not add another layer of humiliation when you know the rest of the world is watching this when he's sitting next to a world leader just babbling incoherently about God knows what? I mean, it's okay. I have a giant Glenn stack. This is what happens when he's vacationing because Trump's criming takes no vacation.
No, it does
not.
Karen in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Jody Hamilton. Hello.
Oh my God! It is. I honestly, Stephanie, just listening to you talk, I'm like, I feel exactly the same way you do. It is really hard to get thoughts organized and be able to convey just everything that's happening. I lost one of my oldest and dearest friends last week. I sat by his bedside for 3.5 hours while he passed away. And it is really, really difficult to deal with things like that and then also have to just sort this all out. And all I can say is this. I was talking to my co-host, Anita, and a regular on the Politics Bar, and she absolutely said, you know, reminded me that all of these accounts by the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump happened at Mar-a-Lago and or at Manhattan, in Manhattan. Yeah. Yeah. At one of his properties. Yeah. So, look, we know this is
That's
happening.
The myth that it all happened on this island when it obviously did not.
And the media, but the media is not doing their job. They have failed us so colossally. So if and when we get out of this, that we have got to hold these people to higher standards, and we have got to hold the DOJ. That is the first order of business by Congress, is to weed out these sycophants and these loyalists who are absolutely carrying the water and covering up. This is a cover-up for Donald Trump again, another Republican DOJ and media cover-up, if they don't come out and speak clearly about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, and I feel like, thanks, Connie. I mean, Dems are doing what we can right now. Dick Durbin, Senator Durbin, demanded all recordings and transcripts of the Justice Department interviews with Ghislaine Maxwell. Durbin also demanded the Justice Department commit to offering no pardon or commutation in exchange for information. I mean,
will they turn him over?
No, of course not. But wait, you know, we'll ask Glenn, what else can Democrats do? This does seem like the dumbest, most, you know, obvious cover-up in history. But
By the way,
when Bill O'Reilly tells you you're skeevy, you're really skeevy.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I'm sick of Democrats asking for things, you know.
Well, like, they have to. They have oversight duties. They have to do something, and of course they can't force the DOJ to do anything, but it shines a light on it. I don't know what else, you know. I'm sick of people beating up on Democrats for when we didn't turn out and, you know, give them enough votes.
It just seems really weak. Hey, we want those. We want those. When they're not going
to
give them.
What are they supposed to do? Bill O'Reilly was
smarter.
Bill O'Reilly revealed that he advised Trump on multiple issues, including Jeffrey Epstein, in a phone call. Well, was there phone sex involved in the phone call, or was there? He said he told Trump to stop talking about Epstein and laid out how Bam Bondi should be responding.
That's funny.
So phone sex guy that got fired in the sex scandal is telling him.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave the president my view of how to handle it. That advice is golden, is it not? Don't talk about it. Yeah, that'll work, Bill. That seemed good. That worked for you at Fox, didn't it? Oh, are you at Fox? Oh, you're not. Okay. O'Reilly dismissed the emphasis critics have put on the past relationship, arguing many successful New Yorkers ran in crowds that included Epstein. Oh, I see. Okay. Everybody does it. So, you know, child rape not so bad now because, yeah.
We have O'Reilly reading from his sex novel.
No, I can't. I can't.
No.
I just ate.
Okay.
I can't. Okay. Seth, our homo of hope. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, homos, Jody on the Shomo, and Bella with a Z.
Yes.
So first I have to tell you, yesterday that interview, amazing. And like you, I had never heard of Devious Maids or Anna until you mentioned her last week. And then we just binged that. I was up till midnight.
Huh?
And then after yesterday, in LGBTQ, I think I went from G to the Q.
You went to G, she's hot.
Yeah. So,
and yeah. Somebody said she whipped out that America Ferrara imitation like it was nothing, just nailed it.
Yeah. Hilarious Gay is the one who said that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to spend the whole day trying not to watch the show, to wait for my homo hubby to come home to watch it. So to get back to G, because of her, I had to download Grindr and just scroll that all day long to get me back from Q. So she had this amazing.
Chris spent the entire day in queue after his photo with her.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So she was brilliant.
Anna Ortez can make you question your entire life, your entire lifetime of choices.
Yeah, but she can be sexy in a photo, and I'm like, hurting.
No, you look like you could have played a pool boy in the Devious Maids.
No,
yes.
No,
hot, hot, hot.
Not at my age.
Oh. Definitely, Chris. Yep, Chris, you could.
Thank you.
We have a pool. You could come practice here.
All right. So we have lots and lots to talk to. What? Dear God, Harvard, do not do it.
Don't do it.
Do not do it. But talking about settling. There's so many. We've had some victories in court, which we'll take whatever we can get. And just the legality. Every other people are talking about the legalities of these concentration camps and what we can do. 58 minutes.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the gunman who killed four people at a Manhattan office building last night was trying to target the headquarters of the National Football League, but he took the wrong elevator. Investigators also say 27-year-old Shane Tamura was found with a note in his pocket alluding to the idea that he had CTE and put some blame on the NFL for it. Tamura played high school football and had a mental health history, police say. Four people were killed and one was seriously wounded. Tamura took his own life afterwards. Another mass shooting, meantime, in Reno, Nevada.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Moise. At least 77 Palestinians killed in the past 24 hours, most while seeking food, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Experts warning the territories on the brink of famine. This is ABC News.